Our reading for Tuesday, May 12th, is from Acts chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. Acts 18, verse 1. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. And he went to see them. And because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy arrived from Macedonia, Paul was occupied with the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus. And when they opposed and reviled him, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent. From now on I will go to the Gentiles." And he left there and went to the house of a named Titius Justus, a worshipper of God. His house was next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord, together with his entire household. And many of the Corinthians, hearing Paul, believed and were baptized. And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, "Do not be afraid, but go on speaking and do not be silent. For I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many in this city who are my people." And he stayed a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. But when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews made a united attack on Paul and brought him before the tribunal, saying, "This man is persuading people to worship God contrary to the law." But when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or vicious crime, O Jews, I would have reason to accept your complaint. But since it is a matter of questions about words and names and your own law, see to it yourselves. I refuse to be a judge of these things." And he drove them from the tribunal. And they all seized Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the tribunal. But Gallio paid no attention to any of this. After this, Paul stayed many days longer and took leave of the brothers and set sail for Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila. At Centria he had cut his hair, for he was under a vow. And they came to Ephesus, and he left them there, but he himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay for a longer period, he declined. But on taking leave of them, he said, "I will return to you if God wills," and he set sail from Ephesus. When he landed at Caesarea, he went up and greeted the church, and then went down to Antioch. After spending some time there, he departed and went from one place to the next through the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. I'm going to stop there for today's reading, just for brevity, and to go back over everything that happened here with Paul before we switch over to Apollos. So he leaves Athens, and Athens is where he spoke in the Areopagus and was speaking to those that were idolatrous. And so he finds someone that he has something in common with, that is Aquila and his wife Priscilla, and they had come from Italy because they were commanded to leave Rome as Jews. It's interesting that Luke puts that in here because that enables us to line up some of these events with secular history. That's always beneficial, and I appreciate that the Spirit inspired Luke to be so thorough with his account. And he went to see them, and because he was of the same trade, that is, they were all tent makers, they worked together. So this is one of the places in which you'll see that Paul doesn't have the support to allow himself to preach all the time, every single day. So he has to do something to earn some money, which he was willing to do, but it did limit what he was able to do for the church and for spreading the gospel. So he worked during the week, then on the Sabbath day he reasoned in the synagogues, persuading Jews and Greeks, and of course I'm sure that on the first day of the week he was gathering with the saints as well. So Silas and Timothy arrive, and he begins to see some opposition from the Jews. It says they opposed and reviled him, and his response was to shake out his garments and say, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent." Well, I'm sure that there is some measure of Paul being upset at this. One is that these are his brethren, and he certainly wants them to listen to the gospel and heed it. There's also, you know, only so much opposition you take before you're ready to be done. What I want us to notice is that it is never guilt on our part that we are unable to persuade someone about Jesus. If I go and I sit down with someone, if I do my best to teach them the gospel and they don't listen to it, I have no guilt in the matter. The guilt is on them, and they will be the ones to answer to God. So I just want us to realize that, because sometimes we feel guilty and we feel downtrodden when we teach someone and they don't listen. So just keep that in mind. So here he goes to Titius Justus's house. He is a worshiper of God, and he's next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believes in the Lord together with his entire household, and many Corinthians did as well. So you've got Jews and Gentiles together, listening, heeding, and becoming a local congregation here in Corinth. And so the Lord speaks to Paul in a vision, encourages him, do not be silent, do not be afraid, go on speaking. He says, I am with you, no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many in this city who are my people. And he stays there for 18 months, teaching the word of God among them. So two things he's doing when he's preaching the word of God among them is, first, he's establishing the disciples that are there, and second, he is continuing to evangelize the city. Well, then Gallio, the proconsul of Achaia, is in power, and the Jews decide they're going to attack Paul and bring him before the tribunal. And they make an accusation, but Gallio doesn't want to hear this. He says, if it were a matter of a wrongdoing or a vicious crime, I would have reason to accept your complaint. He says, I refuse to be a judge over, well, internal things for the Jews is what he's talking about. And he drives them out. And so they seized Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and they beat him in front of the tribunal. But Gallio didn't pay any attention to this, which, by the way, I would classify that as a vicious crime. But Gallio didn't pay any attention to it. He allowed them to do what they wanted. Verse 18, Paul stayed a little while longer, set sail for Syria with Priscilla and Aquila, and just a passing reference to him being under a vow and having cut his hair. They came to Ephesus, and he went into the synagogue, reasoned with the Jews. They asked him to stay for a while longer, but he declines, and he says, I'll come back to you if the Lord wills. He goes up to Caesarea. He greets the church there, then goes back down to Antioch. He spends some time there, and then he goes from one place to the next throughout the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Very important work that needed to be done. Don't underestimate the work of strengthening the disciples. Yes, evangelism is important, but edification is also a work of the church and a role of a preacher or an elder. And it's a very important work. It stabilizes the local work. It helps people to remain faithful. And it's a matter of the salvation of people's souls. So never underestimate the work of edification. Well, that puts us up to the point of getting to Apollos, which we'll get into tomorrow. So we'll come back for that reading, and we'll start in chapter 18, verse 24. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.